This Week in World Robot Domination.
We need like a...
Doing a couple odd jobs that we didn't want to do, and some really odd jobs in a bedroom or two. As time went on, they got more advanced, began to sing and dance, and even make fun of friends. They used to brush my teeth and pick out my clothes. Heck, I even had a robot just to pick my nose. More and more each day, they infiltrated our lives. We knew we had a problem when they infiltrated our wives. But exactly when this thought became a fact to me was when my dishwasher started talking back to me. After that, we knew we were betrayed by science. I can't argue with my wife, let alone an appliance. So knowing that I didn't want to wind up dead, I kept my mouth shut and did what the toaster said. The attack was swift, like a massive storm. The Hadron Collider began to transform into an 80-foot robot with a particle cannon. Only then did we fully understand what they were planning. War, it lasted for a year or more. Our very existence is what we fought for. I got a thrill every time I killed a transforming robot. It wasn't quite the same if it was just a lame gobot. We turned to our leaders in our hour of need, in the hopes that they would maybe, you know, lead. Instead they argued over who was a better debater, passed another tax cut for the robot's creators.
We are outside of the White House awaiting word from the president with the latest developments in the war on robots. Ah, here comes the pre-
What the heck is that?
People of Earth, behold your glorious new leader! Yeah, that's right. I'm taking over, baby. And things are gonna be different from now on. For starters, the new national anthem is gonna be Mr. Roboto. The new national pastime will be worshiping me. And the new national bird is this. Now, which one of you meatbags wants to spit shine my behind?
Life under the robots wasn't all that bad, except we did the crappy jobs the robots previously had. We were forced to submit and work all day in a pit. The television actually improved a little bit. We had to be inside by 7:30 every night and go in danger while Robinson got you shot on sight. I'm not sure which was worse, being bred for slaughter or being milked twice a day by the farmer's daughter. The worst part about it was the internet changed to be robot-centric, eccentric, and strange. Gone were all the pictures of those sexy naked hot twins, replaced by naked pictures of Rosie from the Jetsons. And that just isn't the same, you know what I mean? But then one day it happened. The robots made a crucial mistake. They needed to upgrade their operating systems, and they turned to Microsoft to apply the upgrade. 3 days later, when the software mistakenly thought it wasn't genuine, the robots began to shut down. Advantage, humans. We seize the opportunity with tech support calls. I guess bloatware is good for something after all. We waged a massive attack and struck back with a hack. And in just a couple weeks we took the planet back. Now things are back to the way they were before the attack. And we seem to have our lives back on track. My brain cells no longer have electrodes soldered on them. And my blender no longer has an attitude problem. The new breed of robots, I like them a lot. Because I got me a hot new receptionist bot. And a personal chef who transforms into a pot. But I still don't fully trust the vasectomy bot. We've ushered in a glorious time for mankind with the best robots ever designed. And we'll never have another problem with them. I'm relieved, at least if my microwave can be believed.
Yes, that's right.